The incidence of many diseases, including heart attacks and multiple sclerosis, peaks in winter time. Now, it looks like this could be an unfortunate throwback to our prehistoric origins. Cambridge University scientist John Todd has found that the immune system goes through annual cycles of activity, with peak levels of inflammation coinciding with winter time. Historically, this would have protected our ancestors, but in the more luxurious modern era we inhabit, it's boosting our disease risk, as he explained to Georgia Mills.
Inflammation is a term we use to describe an overall response of the immune system to infection. Inflammation is good for the immune response. It's a major part of the immune response. And having heightened levels in winter, particularly in prehistoric humans that didn't have central heating, would be beneficial to fight infection. However, if that inflammation is sustained or prolonged, that inflammation may start damaging tissues or cells, and that might make you feel ill. It might push you over the edge to type 1 diabetes or a cardiovascular disease event. It might make your joints feel more painful or have a flare of multiple sclerosis. Many of the diseases that we study, cardiovascular disease, type 2 diabetes, type 1 diabetes, hardly existed several hundred years ago. Modern conditions of hygiene and heating have created an environment where our immune systems are probably still cycling and becoming more inflammatory in the winter when these chronic illnesses peak in frequency or severity. And that cycling still happening, but our immune systems are in a totally alien modern environment. So for somebody that maybe is on a poor diet and January, February, March comes along and they have other cardiovascular risk factors, perhaps blood pressure is increased, then that cycle of increased inflammation might be just enough to push them over to an event. The largest number of deaths for cardiovascular disease in these latitudes occurs January, February and March, and that's well known and established.
Another reason to hate winter. So is there anything we can do about this?
So keep warm. Try and maintain your summer healthy living. So a healthy diet, healthy exercise. Better still, move to Tenerife or California or South Africa. That would be, if I could move my lab 6 months a year, which isn't possible, that would be fantastic.
Doctor's orders then, I'd love to move to Tenerife. But is there anything more, let's say, realistic we can take from this study in terms of what modern medicine can do?
This study is provocatively raises all sorts of ideas and future clinical experiments and research that should be done, including the implication that the effect of medicines that we use commonly might be different. The benefits, the doses might be different in the summer compared to the winter. A further implication is perhaps that the time of year that you give a vaccination, a certain vaccination, might be quite important. The immune response is different now, we know, according to season, and your response to vaccination depends on that immune system, which we now know is different in winter and summer. So that, again, is another area of future research.
John Todd from Cambridge University speaking with Georgia Mills.